Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started. It's a Blossom Podcast. It's a Blossom Podcast.
It's a Blossom Podcast. It's a Blossom Podcast. Live from not in a pub. Hi, guys.
Hey.
Hello.
Before we start, I just want to. I've got something for you. I've got a present, a late Christmas present.
Go on.
Lame.
Oh!
Ah. What is it?
I'm fucking not telling you, am I? This is something me and Miles sorted out.
I was there when he sorted it out, but yeah.
Well, let me find.
Guess what it is?
Is it related to the band?
Well, I mean, that's a question. You have to guess what it is. There we go.
Oh, the new dolls. Ah, the Christmas dolls.
Ah.
Boss.
There's Josh.
I feel like Conrad did tell me he was going to sort it out, to be fair.
It's just like me.
Yeah, that's good, though, isn't it? I don't know what
got
to
more
do
feathers
with these.
Than me.
I don't know if we should keep them all together or have ourselves at home. Because
I might take mine home though.
I'll leave mine here until I move in. And then
I'll delete my eBay listing now then.
Boss them though, aren't they?
How's the house coming along, Miles?
Yeah, it's good. It's getting there.
Yeah, Miles has bought a house, haven't you, Miles?
Well, in the process. Congrats. I don't have a credit score because I thought
sorry,
by
not,
cheers.
Not funny.
I thought by not being in debt, it proves that you're good. But it's the opposite. You need to be in debt to show you can pay off debt. So I don't have a credit score.
It's not just debt.
No, but like a credit card is debt, isn't it?
Yeah, it's not just like I didn't have like a credit card out.
Must be because of COVID then. I think banks are being more.
It's not because my credit score is still, it's just like buying and, do you know what I mean? Getting things like I had like, it's like car insurance and things like that. Do you know what I mean? Like buying a car. I had a car on finance. I had a phone contract.
I had a phone contract, but it hasn't. It doesn't help.
Yeah, phone contracts don't think to it anymore. It's used to.
Basically, yeah.
But yeah, I had like a car.
But it's sorted now, isn't it?
Like
it's still going
it's all
ahead.
Good.
If you're paying on time, that's the big thing, isn't it, I think. Has anyone seen his throne that he's storing at the yard?
No, this is what I was going to ask him. I've heard about, you've got some furniture, haven't you?
Me and Emily discovered the wonderful thing of Facebook Marketplace, which is
cheap.
Mostly. Well, no, this is. I just thought.
No, I'm joking. It's good.
Let's have a look. You know.
No, yeah. I've given away stuff. Me and Kate have given away stuff on there.
Giving away. No, it's good. I found this. Massive, like tall chair. Like a tall chair, and I thought it's only 12 foot tall. Yeah, it's only 50 quid.
The back of it's 12 foot tall.
Yeah, I stand up next to it, it's taller than me, like the back of it. So I thought, pull that in a corner, that'd be nice. 50 quid. Had a nice little conversation with the woman.
50 quid?
50 quid, exactly.
That's expensive.
I found them on where they were sold, the 750 quid brand new.
Fucking hell.
So I think 50 quid for a fucking chair is sound. Yeah,
the green one's nice, Miles.
The what?
The green one's nice.
The green one, yeah. That one's good.
What else you got?
I've got a hoover.
You got a bed?
I've already got a bed.
Sofa?
We've already got stuff, but I bought a sofa. It takes like 8 years for it to come.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it?
Made.com, cheers.
Oh, yeah, how long?
Like 12 weeks.
It's like 12 weeks. Well, that's fine, yeah. No one gives a shit, but you know, you get a house, you don't got that much stuff, you have to buy stuff, don't you?
Dead annoying. Me and Sophia, like when we moved into the house, like about 2 weeks before we moved in, we were like, oh, go on, Made, I've looked at the sofa. Oh, fucking hell, 3 week delivery. That's what he said. Fucking mint, we don't need it yet. Don't mean we're not in for like 4 weeks.
Yeah.
Obviously, 4 weeks comes about like a week before we're like, right, we'll order the sofa now. Do you know what I mean? So it'll take a week or something, but we'll be all right. Fucking went back and it was like 18 weeks.
Yeah.
You're joking.
So I got honestly, lucky with mine. Mine was like on the last minute 2 week turnaround. I got mine straight away. Remember, you came round. Remember, we did it on It's Not Hard, Is It?
Yeah.
And they helped us fit it. Nice lads.
So, I'll sort of give you a little presents.
Thanks, mate. What's everyone got to report? Anything? Joe, you've been walking a lot?
Yeah. I mean, it's the only thing you can do, isn't it, really?
Winter walks.
I absolutely love it. Yeah, it's like my thing, do you know what I mean? Like, Charlie, we discovered cycling.
I did.
That you, like, love, don't you? Do
Josh
you know
has
mean?
Lent me his penny farthing, haven't you, Josh? Yeah, and my monocle, that's why I can't see.
So hiking is my... I've got too far into it, though. So, like, I've got, like, an addictive personality, do you know what I mean?
And once you find something, you... you commit to it. Yeah, you don't do halves.
I'm fully into it. So I've got all the gear.
No idea.
All the gear, no idea. 100%. I've been trying to get to like 1,000 calories a day.
Good that. 10,000 steps a day as well, isn't it?
10K.
Oh, sorry, yeah. 10,000.
Yeah, 10K a day, 1 keg a day. That's how it works.
Well, the thing is, yeah, I am doing like... So I'm doing all this thingy and then I go home and just like nail half a crate of Stella. Do you know what I mean? Put all the calories straight.
At least it makes you feel better about yourself.
I think it's good for the
everything in moderation.
Yeah. My idea is I want to do like Ben Nevis at the end of the year. I know I've got to like do
excuse you.
I know I've got to do a bit of like, do you want to train? I want to do it in a good time. I don't just want to like sort of... you've been on a walk with me, haven't we? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm quite serious.
But it's very good for you, isn't it?
Good for
very
the head.
Good for the endorphins that was good released.
Do you know what I'm surprised by?
The world we're living in.
It's how many calories you can burn while walking at a good pace compared to running. Like you'd think running burns loads more, but it's like...
Yeah, yeah.
I don't think it's like the difference is like, obviously you burn more running. I don't think it's that.
Especially if you don't like running.
I hate running with a passion, yeah. And I've got bad knees. Mm. My knees
welcome
don't
to
do
hell,
well.
Man.
Oscar Slatters.
Yeah. Oscar Slatters, yeah, yeah. My hockey days.
No, I remember when we was at our old studio and I used to walk to the studio home, didn't I? Which was what, 5-6 miles?
I feel like it's an age thing. We're approaching the age that you were then.
Taste changes, doesn't it?
You start thinking, I need to look after myself a bit.
You know, what was I back then, late 30s? So,
that was just your hairline.
Fucking hell.
What is it, type 2 vertex, Josh?
Do you mean, where is it on the Norwood hair scale?
Yeah.
Yep.
It was around sort of a 4.56 vertex, but
do you want to explain to the listeners what the Norwood hair scale is?
So the Norwood hair scale is a much like the Bristol stool chart, except
good comparison,
instead of feces, it's the
hairline.
It's to basically assess where you're up to in terms of male pattern baldness.
So can you go through the band and say where who's on what?
Why don't you pull it up?
Foreskin. Oh, you're talking about exercise, and I'm sat here like, yeah. Go on.
I'd say Tom's negative. He's actually sort of reversed the scale.
Cheers.
Chaz, you were once sort of around. I don't know. You're at more of a reflective point now, especially if you stood behind you.
It's mature, isn't it?
It's mature. Joe claims to be losing hair, but it doesn't. And Miles is you're wearing a hair system, aren't you?
If you say so. Don't know how to combat that.
But I don't actually know who came up with the idea of
a chart.
You know, creating a chart just to assess a
maybe it's people if you were going into like the doctors to be like
it's fucking people like you're like you look at it all the time like.
Do you know what before we met Josh I wasn't even aware of hairlines
or neither was I never noticed it on anyone.
I didn't.
How many photos did you have on your phone, Josh, of your hairline?
I started assessing it when I was about sort of 14.
Fucking hell.
Just before I met before I started
the band
working with you lot. Jokes about working. And yeah, I found like millions of these like selfies taken from above like that in different angles and stuff. And on a week to week basis, there was acceleration.
Lego
going backwards.
Lego are turning it into a mosaic.
Fucking hell. Oh, shit.
I've got more advanced. I'm writing them all down.
What do you mean?
So
what pen are you using?
Because I just do it on my notes. I'm quite lazy, but... on my phone. So, but I don't even think if I'm reading it out now, it's not bullshit. I write bullshit down and I write true down.
Quite professional, that.
What do you mean you write?
When I come up with an idea, like, oh, that's a good bit of bullshit, I'll write it down. But also, I'll do a bit of research.
Right.
And also write that down. I don't even think, you know, if I'm just reading something from my phone,
yeah.
Oh, you read, you know, I think Charlie noticed that last time.
Yeah, yeah.
When I was reading something, he was like, it's true because he's reading about it. Do you know what I mean? So I was like, I need to put them all into notes.
I get it.
Are you trying to get a better poker face then?
Yeah, okay. Exactly.
Tune.
So Joe's trying to lie better to us.
Yeah.
Go on.
Pretty much, yeah. Here we go. The myth that eating carrots can help you see in the dark was actually invented by the British Air Force during World War II so that the German army would be scared that they'd be able to see them during nighttime raids. They were also trying to explain how air raids were so successful you know, British Airways was so successful in Germany without telling them about the existence of radar.
So that's taking that.
So basically, the British Army invented, you know, when you say carrots help you see in the dark,
yeah,
they invented that. So Germany got on that, and that's why they thought they were so good at air raids, because they didn't want to tell them, oh, we've got this thing called radar, or they didn't want them to find out about radar.
So it was to hide radar.
It was to hide the fact that radar was so successful.
You know a bit about this area of work.
You like history.
You like history, don't you, Chaz?
I don't like war. It's a good one, this. It's kind of the same thing.
Believable, isn't it?
If you eat your crust, you get curly hair.
Yeah, that wasn't invented by the army, that one, though.
No.
That's bollocks.
What do you think, Miles?
What do I think? Well, first of all, I don't think it's true. Like, the whole carrot thing. So,
Look at Joe's fox.
I don't know why, if they've got a load of people risking their lives fighting a war, for them to say, eat some carrots, you'll be fine, you can see them. It's not going to happen, is it? So, on that basis, that I know it's bullshit, eating carrots gives you better vision, I'm going to say it's a lie.
I think it's a lie.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll go with that as well.
Bullshit.
Quite a good explanation. It was quite rational, that, wasn't it?
It's the use of the word radar that gets me.
Yeah.
It's true.
Is it actually?
It is true, yeah.
Shit.
So they just lied then and just...
Yeah, no, well, the British Army lied because they didn't want people to find out about radar. Do you know what I mean?
Damn it.
Like, so if they found out...
So they said, we've just been eating loads of carrots?
Yeah.
Who to? The Germans?
No. They spread it in England, so people in England believed it.
False propaganda.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Yeah.
They'd finally find its way to, if ever did, but they were just like, we need to, do you know what I mean? Because the Germans were becoming suspicious about, it's like, you know...
I misunderstood what you meant. So they weren't telling the people flying the planes,
they were, because radar was like the biggest top fucking secret. Obviously some people who were flying the planes were watching radar, knew radar existed.
You know what I mean?
But that was a secret. Do you know what I mean? Like, right. He told everyone else, like loads of people who weren't working with it didn't know it existed.
Interesting.
Because it was the biggest secret. It's the same as you know, the Enigma. You ever heard about that?
Enigma code.
Yeah, the first computer.
Oh yeah.
That broke.
Oh,
that
Alan code. Bennett. Is he called Alan Bennett?
Is that movie?
No, Alan Turing.
Alan Turing. Alan Turing. He's from Wilms, though.
Oh yeah,
he is. Yeah,
Alan Turing.
Is this the guy that fucking
invented? My cousin played him, didn't he? Breaking the code.
Yeah,
in the play, Daniel.
Well, Ringer. But yeah, you know, but so they broke the Enigma code, the hardest code that the Germans created.
Bletchley Park, wasn't it?
Yeah. So they broke this. They basically this amazing.
Benedict Cumberbatch in the film. Isn't
yeah,
it?
That's what I was saying.
I mean, this amazing guy fucking obviously invented the computer.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And it broke the code. But when they found the code, they couldn't use it just to straight away to start sinking all the ships or blocking all the air raids that the Germans were doing. Because if they did that, the Germans would know straight away that somebody broke Enigma.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Thank God for carrots.
But it's the same sort of thing, do you know what I mean? Like, it's like that radar and stuff. Like, they can't just go straight away, oh, let's do it. Because, do you know what I mean? Because then they go, right, they've got onto it, we need to change it slightly. Or, so they had to, like, drip feed it.
So is that the first use of radar then?
They had a thing called Nick by and Beam, didn't they?
Mm-hmm.
Which was like...
Oh, yeah.
We know about this, don't we, Josh? We've read about it.
Who did? Like, it fired into... It was like sort of like...
It was a beam that bounced off this, like...
Sort of like how bats find the prey.
Is this in... Yeah, is this the like kind of thing. This shit they use in submarines and that? Or is this something different?
That's sonar, isn't it?
Yeah, sonar. So that's, like, that's underwater, you know what I mean? Because the waves are more thingy. But it's the same as like what a bat does. Like when a bat... You know, when a bat doesn't have eyes...
I'm not versed in bats.
Well, I don't know if it has eyes. I think it has eyes, but they're not very good. Do you know what I mean? But it
blind as a bat.
Yeah, like yeah, it sort of squeaks.
Ah, yeah.
It squeaks, and then it knows where to go because when it squeaks, it can hear the sound reflecting off something.
Yeah. Fucking hell!
And that's where it knows where its prey is. Obviously, it's dead fine tuned. Do you know what I mean? Not like us.
Yeah,
similar to when cats have got whiskers for the spatial awareness, haven't they?
Or have you seen blind football? They've got a ball with a bell in it, so they can hear the ball. Do you know what I mean? And that's how they know where the ball is. And that it's like,
yeah.
It's just like,
yeah,
obviously,
using your sense,
yeah, exactly.
Well, they usually say when you do lose the sense, your other senses become more aware compensate, don't they?
Yeah, yeah.
So, anyway, yeah, they had this radar, but they didn't want the Germans knowing they had radar. And they were obviously, they were scratching their heads going, how come their radar, German raids might have been like, I don't know the exact percent, but say they were like 70% effective or something. I mean, a lot of the time they were missing. And like, have you heard about like, they used to make like decoy cities?
Yeah.
So they used to have like fake cities that were built.
They used to build
out, like,
fires, didn't they?
Yeah,
as well.
Fires and like lights and stuff that were all moving on pulleys and stuff.
They had
like
inflatable
that tanks
and stuff as well.
And they had like all these mad cities that were like just fake in the middle of the countryside. So obviously when the Germans coming over, they'd mistake that for like another city.
And you'd use the bombs on that.
And yeah, and they dropped the bombs on that and it was just in the middle of nowhere. So obviously, that, but then the UK ones were becoming really, really successful. They were like, how come they're becoming dead successful?
Because of the carrots.
Well, and they thought it was just because of carrots. Do you know what I mean? It was like, there was no explanation being like, yeah, my dad once called my sister Carrot.
my fiance.
Whoa! Shit, we've not addressed that.
No, we've not.
Congratulations, T-Bone.
Cheers.
Brother-in-law.
Yeah, true family now.
I know, yeah. Fuck it.
Going to be a best man, aren't you?
Good luck.
Yeah, I'm going to be best man.
What are you going to do?
Sophia said I was smiling when you said that to me.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
I was
happy. Thanks, Tom.
Can we be ushers, Tom?
I'm working all this out now, yeah. I don't know. Obviously, yes, it will be. But there's I've been looking at other stuff. There's like groomsmen and shit in there. But I don't know whether to do... Yeah, there's so...
Miles the ring bearer.
There's loads.
Peace, I'll do it. I don't know what... What do you do?
What I've been looking into it. But obviously, I think yous will be ushers.
But what's that, though?
You just help people to the seats when they come in. Yeah.
Is it even like a job or is it a class system? Like, what is it?
It's a bit like...
It's tradition, yeah, isn't it?
Like a hierarchy.
After the wedding, yeah, Mark's like, hi, I'm Usher Miles.
I've never seen it. I don't know what it is.
You have, like, got the groom, haven't you? Which is me.
Yeah.
Then you have your groom's men, and one of the groom's men is the best man, which will be Joe. But then it's like... And then you have the ushers as well, who are like... Just like... part of the team and help people to the seats and stuff.
It's weird, isn't
it? But I don't know if the groomsmen stand at the top. Wait, you know, like the bridesmaids do. I don't know.
I think that's what they do. The ushers usually stand at the door and usher people.
Usher people to the seats. You can have an usher at a venue, can't you?
Yeah, and they make sure it's all like, you know, everything's in place sort of thing.
It's Wolfie's job sorted.
I still going to say, I might get Wolfie to TM it.
Wolfie fucking bang on, usher.
He fucking do a good job.
So there's that.
Well, you've got plenty of time.
But yeah, but then
it's
like Ewan and Jamie, but you know, I just don't know how to do it. I might do like my school, my old mates as like the groomsmen with Joe and then use as the ushers. There's only you four, isn't it? Because Joe will be as the best man. But we'll work it out. We'll get boss suits and that. Yous all have to match in the suits, don't we?
My God. Just use the county suits.
I've actually got a fact here which ties everything we've been talking about together.
Ooh. Ties the knot.
MK nice. Fact.
A woman who lost her wedding ring found it 16 years later on a carrot in the garden.
Oh no, I've heard about this.
How weird is that? I've got that.
Yeah,
wow.
I've heard
carrots
about this.
And weddings.
That's so weird.
Yeah, it's good that. I've heard about this. So she dropped a ring while gardening.
All right, he's sectioned. I'll go on.
I actually want to know whether you know. I was going to say, do you know this story?
Yeah,
go on then. Joe, go on.
So basically, she was a keen gardener and drew to grow veg.
Keen?
Is that the wrong thing to say?
You're describing it. She was a keen gardener.
Oh, sorry. But yeah, she was an avid gardener. She had green fingers.
Monty Don.
And she dropped a ring. That's how she didn't know that's where she lost it. She lost a ring while gardening. And obviously the ring was in the soil. And then over time got covered up. And the carrot grew from a seed and just happened to grow.
What are the chances of that?
Exactly, yeah.
That is mad.
In between it.
Yeah, think
about it if it was like a millimetre or a centimetre to the side, it would have missed the carrot, and then when she pulled the carrot, the ring would still be missing.
Rip. Well, spider webs were used as bandages in ancient times.
Yes.
So,
were they? What, like?
I've heard that before.
Yeah, they were used
as... makes sense.
Because it's quite strong, isn't it? Like, a spider's web and shit, so I'm assuming back then...
How would you apply it, though?
You just got to get a load of spiders and just fucking rip it out their ass and that. I don't know. In ancient Greece and Rome, doctors used spider webs
rip it out of their ass
to make bandages for their patients. Spider webs supposedly have natural antiseptic and antifungal properties which can help wounds and prevent infection. So
I can imagine that. Actually.
It makes sense. I don't know how they do it. I've never seen a spider in sand either. So I don't know where they find them.
Is it sand ant or sand spider?
Sand ant, I think.
Is it?
Yeah.
They're weird.
It's mad how loads of things have like, you know, like herbal remedies, so to speak. Like, for example, like honey's so good, isn't it? You know, off like your throat and stuff. Katie has really bad like eczema on her hands. So like her skin like peeling. It looked like she'd been severely burnt on her hands. That's what it looked like.
Mm.
Her hands were, you know, in a terrible condition.
Yeah.
And, you know, she tried to cut out things eating and they're still bad. So she applied really intense manuka honey, then bandaged the fingers up, and they got better over a week with the honey. How mad's that?
No, Manuka healed it. Manuka honey is like, for like those people who haven't got, yeah, who haven't got on it, yeah. It is the meat. Like,
but you that was uncomfortable though.
A lot of singers do it. Hanging. A lot of singers do use it for the throat, don't they?
Yeah.
You use it, don't you?
I do. Whatever number it may be. The higher the number, the more expensive
it
is.
Yeah.
I mean, it is quite expensive, but it's.
I know this is like a really obvious thing, but like, you know what they say, aloe vera is good for treating burns and stuff.
Yeah,
you have a we've got an aloe vera plant at home, and yeah, you ever burnt your hand on like a fucking hob or something?
Snap it off.
You just snap it off, put a bit on it, it just goes.
Mint,
really?
Straight away.
I always burn myself. Honestly, cooking all the time.
Get an aloe vera plant.
Aloe vera plant. There you go.
It's a bit of a tongue twister. That
aloe vera plant. Yeah,
my granddad
actually really works.
Because my granddad used to, my nan and granddad used to live in Spain. Used to have like, and used to go over there all the time. And he always used to bring it back. Do you know what I mean? And he was always like, what's, you know, my Greek wedding, that film?
My big fat Greek wedding.
Yeah, and he's like, use Windex. Do you know what I mean? Use Windex. Yeah. It's like, at my granddad, anything, he'd be like, put a bit of aloe vera on it. Everything. He was like, and he always have it in like a plastic bag for some reason. Why do you ever get on that? Like, older people use plastic bags well more. Do you know what I mean? Like, just, your granddad always has a plastic bag on it.
Always, yeah.
It's like an OG thing, isn't it? But anyway, so yeah, he always used to be like, put aloe vera on it.
Landfill.
Welcome in to the podcast, our good friend Eli Hewson.
Hi, Eli.
Hello.
Hi,
hey.
There.
Hello. Thank you very much for having me.
I feel like we should do like a Eli is the lead singer of bands.
Nah, because I'll have to fucking edit all that together. Fuck that. Fuck that. It sound.
How's things going?
It's good, you know. I've been in London for like 3 months. I was only meant to be here a month, but we're finishing the album, so it's taken a bit longer than we thought it would. It's been like the craziest experience of my life, though. I'd never really expected like the stress involved. You know, kind of just want to get it out now. It's been too long.
You were mental busy, weren't you, touring? Like before?
Yeah, this year. Yeah, this year was meant to be insane.
Before lockdown, like up until then, you were just on tour like constantly.
Yeah, to be honest, like, when the first lockdown happened, I was buzzing because it was, like, 3 weeks off doing nothing and I don't have to worry about anything, you know?
Yeah.
And then it just kind of, just went mad. So
it's a bit shit.
Yeah, I'm dying to get back out.
Yeah, it's a bit shit, like, because I reckon you started getting the wheels properly, like you said then. I think when you told us, like, you didn't have a proper crew or anything, like, you said bits of people, but then I think you've eventually started getting everything in place and it's like, oh, mint, everything's fucking rolling oil now. And then all of a sudden it's like, stop. It's like, fuck. Do you know what I mean? It's like...
stops in the tracks. I know, it's really mad. It's really mad, but just take it as it comes, you know?
Yeah,
what I mean?
That's what, like you said, you know what I mean? You've got to look at the positives, like, you've been able to actually focus on the album and actually just fucking work on it.
Definitely, we wouldn't have had, like, I think the album's got at least 50% better just from lockdown and just being able to write stuff, you know. So
did you write any new tunes in lockdown?
Yeah, like half the album is all new tunes in lockdown.
Oh, really?
Fucking hell.
Yeah, that's class.
Yeah, which is like we're really lucky, to be honest, because I look at some of the songs that we were going to put on and I'm like, can't believe we were going to do that. But it's been good for the album for sure, but maybe not for our mental health.
Yeah. I think that for everyone.
It's universal, I think, at the minute, isn't it?
God, yeah.
But we've got each other.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I was like, I struggled loads. I'm like, you know what I'm like? I'm bouncing off the walls and that. I had to do something at me. So that's why I started sanding down a fucking Vespa. Do you know what I mean? Who does that?
Billing your time.
So yeah, that's good. It's good to know. Good to know the album's fucking there and you're buzzing with it.
Yeah, you know, all the lads, I think we're just trying to get it out now. I think whether like we get to tour it or not, I think we just have to put out music, you know what I mean?
Defo, yeah.
How you finding London?
I love it.
Love it.
Actually, yeah. I love it. I'm living with my girlfriend now in Camden.
Oh, nice.
Which is, a nice change of pace. And I feel like a married man. I'm doing the dishes like half a day.
Mate.
You know, so like, no, it's good. It's good. It's really good. Oh, and I've been watching a lot of Curb Your Enthusiasm, which I've never seen before, but it's like...
I've been told to watch that. I've not watched that.
Oh my God, it's so good. So good. Larry David.
So the other lads are all good though, yeah?
Yeah, they're all living life. Josh is up in the mountains hiking every day.
Nice seeing that.
Rob's wandering the streets of Dublin DJing. They've like got some mad like DJ setup where they bring a laptop out, but it's connected to like a portable speaker, and they just, you know, walk around the streets.
There's nowhere to go. Boss, that.
Yeah,
what
no,
the
yeah.
Fuck?
Shit. Yeah. I don't have no clue what Ryan's doing. He's probably just watching The Godfather over and over again.
Whoa, does Ryan love The Godfather?
He loves The Godfather. Mate, Ryan's the movie buff in the band.
I love Godfather. I'm not the movie buff, but I fucking buzz off. I love all the Godfathers. You know, people like, oh, three's a bit shit or two's a bit. Well, I'm like, fucking all of them are mint. That was my go-to.
Really? You like three?
Yeah, you see, but they were my go-to. You know, with like a long flight, I'd be like,
yeah.
I'm going to watch the Godfather trilogy again because it just goes so fast for me when
fucking
I do that.
Fucking hell. Is it the first one like 3 hours long?
Yeah, they're all
I've only seen the first one, and it, to be fair, it was in America when we all watched it together.
We were in Philadelphia. Yeah, and we just assumed that when we were in Philadelphia that there'd be a cinema showing Rocky films all the time.
Yeah, because we went to the stairs and did the fucking cheesy the photo stairs, like that, didn't we? Yeah.
And we Googled it and was like, oh, fuck's sake, they're not showing Rocky anywhere. But there's this like cinema showing...
The Godfather.
Do you know what I was really pissed off with, weren't there, though? No sweet popcorn, only salted.
Do you know how they do that, though? So you fucking buy the drink.
I know, but I was
yeah. Eat the popcorn, buy the drink.
I know, but
I mean?
I was pissed off, because you know what I mean? Because I was like, I've always thought America's
maybe
like,
maybe sweet popcorn's more of a UK thing.
Well, I think it is, yeah. Well, I mean, I fucking...
It used to be my girlfriend's job.
In America,
to make
I'm pretty sure they pump
really?
The smell of popcorn into the room.
Oh, yeah, just so you can buy popcorn.
Yeah, buy popcorn.
Oh, the popcorn.
Oh, the B.O.
So should we get into the five tunes from Manchester?
What's your first song you've chose?
So my first song is if we're doing Manchester, you can't talk about Manchester without talking about the Smiths. They're one of my favourite bands of all time. Gonna start with Barbarism Begins at Home.
Oh yeah,
nice.
It's a really dancey tune, but the Smiths always managed to make it feel like kind of aggressive at the same time.
Yeah,
and it's just one of my favourite tunes. So
it is
that one.
Whenever there's like a fuck up on stage, yeah. Like for example, there was one in France, weren't there?
Like Miles's keyboards were like the computer was like breaking and shit. So he's like,
and the click will go down. Me and Joe will just kick into Barbarism. Just to fill the gap.
It's always boom.
A shoddy version, mine, but you know.
I think you're the shoddy part.
Pub version.
Quite a long tune as well, isn't it? That, isn't it like 6 minutes long or something like that?
Do you know what? There's a video of it, and I think it's the Smiths in Hamburg. Have you seen it? It's fucking mint.
No.
If you're not seeing it, I'll send you a link after this.
And it's
them playing it. And at the end, Johnny Marr takes off his guitar and it is literally just Rourke and Joyce playing the rhythm
section. That's how the tune ends, isn't it?
Yeah. And Johnny Marr's just fucking dancing with Morrissey, but it's cool as fuck. Like, they both look fucking mint and they both just dance. But the dancing's shit, but there's something mint about it. Do you know what I mean? And they're both just fucking
dancing.
I think
they do it on Top of the Pops as well.
Do they? It's just mint and you're just watching it like, this is class. Do you know what I mean? Like, I absolutely love the Smiths, though, so let's not get into that.
Yeah,
they weren't together for that long, were they? They were together for like,
it was like
5 years.
Yeah, it was like
5-6 years.
It was like they did an album like pretty much every year, didn't they?
I reckon they did like two albums every year. Do you know what I mean? When you look back on the discography of them, you're like, how were they banned for just like 5 years? Do you know what I mean?
The Beatles were like, from the time they released their like first record, wasn't it like 8 years to the last record?
Yeah.
Like, it's insane.
I still like cling on to the thing of when Johnny Marr sort of called us cool.
Why would he do?
Mate, honestly, it was in, you know, the City documentary.
Oh, shit.
He's
talking about United and City, innit?
He's like, talking about all the bands who spot City. He's like Oasis and like going through Doves and all that, and Bad all this sort of like all these bands. And he's like Blossoms, and he says that, and he goes, loads of cool bands. And I'm like, fucking yes. And then he says, then he goes, who've United got? Simply Red. Do you know what I mean? It's like, yeah. But I'm not going to lie, I don't mind.
Got a few
Simply
tunes,
Red.
To be fair.
Yeah, they have, yeah. But yeah, that is I think that is a good first choice. Yeah.
Is that the first Smiths tune that's been picked?
I think
it is, you know.
Yeah, it is.
Lloyd
yeah.
didn't choose Smith,
surprisingly.
No.
Yeah.
Really?
I mean, you're the third guest we've had, but still, you still think it would be in there, wouldn't you?
100%, yeah.
What is your second song?
Second song is... I am just going for the juggler here with, like... These are just... Joy Division are another one of my favourite bands, but Bernard Sumner is one of my favourite guitar players of all time, and I'm going to go for Joy Division Shadow Play.
Nice.
Which is actually one of, we used to cover it when we were like 15. I'm sure it was terrible, but I just loved doing that little guitar part at the beginning. yeah. So, yeah, that's my second choice.
You used to cover Love Will Tear Us Apart as well, didn't you?
We did, yeah. I'm and sure. There's a video of it somewhere, like on YouTube.
I'm sure I've seen that video. Oh, maybe.
Yeah, yeah. Little fresh-faced little Inhaler boys.
don't yeah, make fresh face. We're on your first album. We look back and forth with us now, like, what the fuck happened? Right, your third choice, Eli.
Ah, my third choice is one of my favourite songs off Blossom's third album, My Swimming Brain. It's actually one of the best.
Well said.
That record is one of the best like sounding records I heard that year. It was released that year. It's just really, really good.
It was this year, so that, you know.
What, it was this year?
How was that?
It was this year, that.
It feels that long ago, yeah, does it?
That's how fucking...
yeah, no.
That's how long yeah. this year's been. But
fuck, I can't believe that.
It's one of our favourite tunes. Oh, nice one. As
yeah.
a band.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it's a beautiful song. Yeah, well done, boys.
How much did Joe pay you to say this?
Oh, I'm
£5.
It's one of the best mixed ones on the album, that as well.
Yeah,
the guy really did it, good. Kenny, he was boss, but that one was like...
It's just got a good vibe, and it's got a bit of Fleetwood Mac. It's got the harmonies and the guitar and stuff.
It's
quite West Coast.
It's one of my favourites to play live, like...
Yeah, it's boss, isn't
it? Yeah, it's fun to play.
Yeah, it is fun to play. Thanks for picking that, though, Eli.
Yeah, nice one, mate.
Yeah,
have you heard that live from us?
No.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Fucking
one, do you know what? One day in the future, they'll be there and we'll all be pissed.
Yeah, I'm excited.
You'll be there, and we'll play it live, and Tom will be like, "This is for Eli," and then we'll
get you up.
Oh, did you see? I'll get him up. Yeah. You heard? There you go,
oh,
Eli.
Fucking hell!
Jeez. Yeah, there's 3-part harmonies on that, so you can step
up.
Right, Joe, we've said this once now. You've said all right there. We've got it on recording. Yeah. this is going to happen now.
I know. I can't believe I've said that now.
We've only ever done something. We've only ever done something on stage with Declan McKenna, haven't we? Like, got up. Do you know what I thought? No, I remember this morning, right? And I don't know why I thought this morning. When we had a gig in Japan, and we played our own gig, and then we supported a band called Alexandros, who are this Japanese band.
Metal
band.
Massive in Japan.
Yeah, in Japan. They're like a bit metally, but they love Manchester. And you got up and did
Oasis. They asked me to do Wonderwall with them. It was
boss though, wasn't it?
It was surely some
footage.
How big
was the gig? Was it like 8,000 or maybe like 4,000?
It was like 2,000.
No, it was big. I think it was like 4,000.
Let's say 3.
3.5.
Yeah.
I remember being quite nervous, you know. I was like, oh, for fuck's sake.
I was like, fucking hell, do you remember when Tom got on stage with that Japanese band and did Wonderwall?
That's the only place you get away with that, innit?
We were saying this the other day, actually, though. Bands should do shit like that more. You know, because R&B acts always kind of...
The grime scene at the moment is fucking mint. I look at the grime like world and I get jealous of it because I love how much like they're all like mates and they all interact with each other.
And big each other up.
And I was saying like, it's shit that bands don't have that same affinity. Do you know what I mean? I don't know if you've seen it, like, but these bands sometimes, like when you bump into bands or you meet bands like award things, like they're a bit like standoffish. It's just like, all right. Do you know what I mean? It's not really like, oh, you're doing, I love that. Like there's a what's that band in Ireland? Fontaine's DC.
Yeah, they got nominated for a Grammy, didn't they?
Yeah.
Yeah, they did.
Do you speak to them, like?
Yeah, we actually, we hung out with them before the lockdown happened in England.
Right.
I love that first
record of theirs.
Yeah,
I need to listen to the second one, but that first one's fucking mint.
I watched them on that. I watched them on that Melody VR thing. You know that app doing? I watched that their gig and that. It looked good. It's really good.
What, at Brixton? That one?
Yeah. Because that's the one. That's one
I think it is slowly... I think it's one of them with bands. I think it's weird when... Once you get to know people, then you kind... There needs to be a level of like knowing, don't they?
Yeah, you've got to break down the barrier.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it's like everybody's just a bit kind of suspicious of each other.
Yeah, I feel like it is. As soon as you do break down, I feel like it takes someone like me to just lick someone's ass. Do you know what I mean?
You need to have a role with each other, don't you, on like AstroTurf?
Yeah, you know,
me and Rob.
Yeah, you do,
oh shit! Yeah, you. That was what he was in.
Comrade
went
ashen.
I've still got the video of that. Actually.
That was with Rob, wasn't it?
Yeah. Comrade was just fucking white.
We need to explain to people here. So what? We was in Mexico backstage at that
Corona Capo,
which is
ironic.
Ironic, the name.
That last gig we played.
You and Rob from in Halo started having a play fight.
Yeah,
it but then was, it was on the edge. It was on the edge of like, I'm gonna fucking pin you
down.
Oh
no, you see, it was on the edge of serious fight and also like homoerotic. Do you know what I mean?
It was more erotic than serious.
Charlie and Rob like had this like play fight, and like,
and say, then he flipped me, and I was like, right, I'm gonna have to fucking do something. So I held him down.
and then Rob pushed me off a hammock.
Oh yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, I've got that video too. He was very aggressive that night. He's very angry.
Oh, I remember this fight now. Right, yeah. There's a common denominator.
His G-string was a little bit out of tune that day. He was a little bit angry.
he was aggressive. But yeah, so me, us and Inhaler share the same band manager, and he was there, and he was looking at Charlie and Rob fighting, and I could see in his head, he was thinking, please don't be serious, please don't be serious. Like, he was like so worried about it. But that fucking tour was fucking mint. I think
the American tour.
The American tour.
That was still safe. That was a year ago, you know.
Yeah.
Mad, innit?
It was the best trip of my life, 100%.
Yeah. It was really good of you to have us on that, supporting it.
lads, honestly, it was definitely like the best trip that we always say it to this day, like it was the best thing we've ever done. Okay, number four is please tell me somebody's chosen a Stone Roses song before.
Yes. Lloyd Griffith picked.
Okay, well, I'm going to go with, what did he pick?
Do you want to know what he picked? He picked I Want to Be Adored.
Oh, okay. I'm going a bit more obscure. I'm going for Elephant Stone.
Boss, love that tune.
Just because it's one of those tunes that just like makes you feel so nostalgic. I remember being like 16 and like going to see them in Marley Park with Ryan, actually, and like, you know, wearing the bucket hats and everything, and just like,
it's my vibe,
you know,
man.
It was
where did you watch him? Where did he play?
Marley Park is a place in Dublin where like they put on outdoor gigs sometimes.
We watched them.
We watched them that tour, wasn't it?
No, we watched them at Heaton Park. Well, what year was that?
That was 2016, maybe 2016.
This is when we fucking supported.
That was the year we supported them.
Really? Oh.
Yeah,
you guys were on.
We played with them at the Etihad. Not in Ireland, but
yeah.
And we played with them at Wembley, didn't we, the year after? Main support. That was fucking great.
Was it main support?
Yeah. But also,
why?
We've said this before. We watched them at when I was like 19 at fucking Eaton Park. I smoked weed for the first time. Popped a whitey.
No way.
Yeah, we spoke about this. I think we spoke about this with Lloyd, didn't we? Yeah, popped a whitey, one of them days, but yeah.
That's a good day to do it.
Like, John Squire came up with the name Stone Roses. He thought the name Stone Roses, something with a contrast, two words that went against each other.
Nice.
Oh, nice, yeah.
It was also that the idea it would be a combination of both the hardness of a stone and the softness of a rose.
That's poetic.
And
that's
allegedly cool, a tribute to the Rolling Stones, because it sounds a bit similar.
He's fucking...
There you go.
He's John Squire is another one though, isn't he? He's like,
yeah. If you read about the meaning of like behind Elephant Stone, it's fucking West.
Is it?
Yeah. Read into it.
I will do. Yeah.
When you get a minute.
We named ours after a pub.
Yeah.
Where does Inhaler come from?
Inhaler. Inhaler actually came from people used to slag us because I had asthma. But like, not really. It was like kind of like this like lame excuse for having asthma, just so I didn't have to do sports in school. Yeah, it was like, well, no, I went to the doctor one time and he was like, you've got exercise induced asthma, and I was like,
we were talking about this the other day. Yeah.
Fucking Chaz has
no
got
way.
That. Yeah, yeah.
No,
I've got a little bit of a tickly cough after I come off the bike.
I have asthma, but I think mine's the exercise induced.
I've got asthma, but I've got asthma because I smoke 20 cigs a day.
Man came back last year.
Fucking hell, these loads have been
doing. It does get worse when the seasons change.
Yeah, it does. It's very bad. Yeah.
We're on the fifth one, aren't we?
Yeah, fifth and final.
Fifth and final tune.
What did I have down? Oh, yeah. Okay, well, this... I'd be shocked if nobody picked an Oasis song before.
Yeah.
But, I think we've had two.
Okay, two. Well, this is the third. Has anyone picked Slide Away?
No. Fucking love that tune.
Okay, well, that's my favourite Oasis song of all time, I think. Class. Slide Away.
Didn't Noel say it was Liam's best ever vocal?
I think he did at one point.
He did, yeah.
Why is it your favourite?
Probably because of the vocal, yeah. I think... and the lyrics. I think the lyrics are great. And it's just not, it's not like a, like a real like rocky Oasis tune, you know what I mean? It's got, it's gentle, it's pretty delicate, like,
yeah, a bit melancholic, nice. In places, I would
say. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's not the like fist pumper Oasis that everybody listens to, you know.
The chorus is just class though, isn't it?
I think
that you're mine. It's just
it's like proper grab your mate, sing at the top of your lungs and just fucking get pissed. Yeah, you know what I mean? It is one of them. It's like, it's such a good song, isn't it?
Yeah. Just and reminds me of like a can of Foster's. Does it? Do you know what I mean? Just
out of all the beers, you picked Foster.
I went through an Oasis phase. Me and Jake Ashcroft, like, he took me under his wing. He was a bit older, and we just used to get pissed on Foster's and just listen to Oasis. That was it.
How many Foster's you have? Fair play. I didn't know you had.
Foster's was my entry level beer. My mum drinks it. My mum drinks Foster's. She still fucking drinks it now.
Foster's.
It tastes like piss.
I can't do Foster's now.
No, that's weird.
I think I've always just drank Stella.
Lad, mate.
I was born with Stella, mate. But Oasis are obviously like,
I think they'll probably be the most picked mentioned band out of this.
Yeah, 100%.
Section.
They are like.
But you guys have supported Noel and Liam.
Yeah,
yeah, we have.
How did that come about? Has that been hard to navigate?
Do you know what? No, I think we got the Liam tour first, didn't we?
Yeah,
it
was one gig in Chicago, so it was like a side gig for Lollapalooza.
Yeah, like a one.
But we didn't actually meet him there, and then we met him at Reading and Leeds a couple of weeks later.
Mm-hmm. And then we met Noel at the MEN,
the reopening of the Manchester Arena. We met him both within a month. Yeah.
And Charlie said to him,
"I was like, I'd had a few beers, like, and I was like, do you fancy taking us on tour around Europe?"
No, yeah, because he'd announced the tour, He announced the European tour.
And you know,
tour.
He does that mad smile with his eyes. He went, yeah. I'll speak to you on Monday. Obviously, thought nothing of it. And then Comrade got an email and we was on tour with him. So.
That Noel tour was like fucking...
Probably the best tour I've been
on. Yeah, best tour I've ever done.
We got so fucking pissed every night. Do you know what I mean? Because
that's the good thing about being a support.
He's like, we're literally just watching our like childhood hero every night singing.
Waiting outside his dressing room at the end of the night, for the invite in.
Like alley cats, weren't we, around the back entrance of a restaurant? Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Just sort of waiting to go in, like, invite us in. No,
because he always has the tunes blaring, doesn't he? And yeah, like, you know,
he's got his big city flag in his dressing room. That was fucking mint. So yeah,
thanks for having me on.
We got planned for the rest of the day. Mom.
For the rest of the day, I think maybe go for a run and watch some Curb.
You say go for a run?
Yeah, I'm running now.
Watch the asthma, mate.
Mate, watch your asthma, I was going to say.
So when you're on the Discover feed thing, and there's always like, because it's algorithmic, you'll see stuff that, you know, you're into and, you know, whatever. In my case, it's kitchens and chairs and whatever. But then occasionally there'll be a video of like someone making like a really detailed chocolate sculpture or like a cake or something.
My man. I know.
But it'll always be two videos, like two posts. So you go, oh, okay, this is cool. But then the video finishes, so I'll swipe right and see what, like, assuming that the video will be double length and it'll go into a different thing. But instead, I keep getting this thing where it's an app that says, grow a baby from scratch. And it's an app, right?
What?
It's literally an app where it's an embryonic fetus.
It's the thing from scratch that gets me.
Yeah. And you've got the choice. It comes up with two tiles. It says, do you want to feed the baby coffee?
Yeah, man.
Vegetables.
Fucking coffee every day of the week.
What the fuck? This is like on the second. Is it
like a Tamagotchi, but for a real person?
Well, not a real person.
It's an app.
Well, have you downloaded the app?
No, of course not.
Right,
I haven't.
Please get the app. And we need to. I want to do it like a. When we do these podcasts, we'll do it. We'll see how Josh's baby's getting.
It's like them aliens. You could buy it, you and me.
Yeah, but on the app.
But on an app.
So like Miles, it's like a Tamagotchi for you. I think. I've not seen. Josh, please download it and start it.
Yeah.
And
I'll download it and let you know how we get on.
Yeah, and feed it coffee.
Fuck you.
I just thought I'd mention that with the internet, but I do have a negative YouTube comment. Again, this one's personal to me. So this one. This one's from at Kyle Gibson, and this is on I think it was on it might have been the Radio X thing we did. You know where it's like we're talking about Northern slang and ginnels.
Oh,
stuff.
Yeah.
Someone's put, I don't know if it's at Kyle Gibson or at Edge Dislocation.
What do you mean?
And no, that's like the username. Anyway, they've put Josh is hilarious. So I was like, this is good. I clicked on the replies underneath at, I think it's either Snakey or Smokey Jackie said, no, he is not. And then someone replied to them saying, he's also the most dead.
Yeah. Now, I'm wondering if that that person it means like is your type of comedy, like he's also the most deadpan.
I mean, like, Josh, do you agree?
Well, in ways, yeah.
Would you say it's accurate? Yeah. Oh.
Do you might have said that then, like, Miles agrees with it, but no. He's asking you for clarification. Yeah, he was like, yeah, Josh, do you agree? Because I think it's...
No.
That's good, that. I like that one, Josh.
Well done, Josh.
Cheers.
There's one I can think of, which is, it's not me, it's actually your fiancé.
Does my head in people who always say my fiance. I've said this before.
Don't fucking tell me that though, because I'll just keep referring to it as
you
your
know when you
fiance.
Meet people and you got my fiance over there, you know, they always say my fiance. Yeah. It's like,
I mean, you can say it if you're talking about, I mean, when you usually say my girlfriend, you're gonna just say
I've still been saying
it. Always reminds me of what's Rose's fiance.
What about
on
wife?
Titanic called Billy Zane.
Yeah,
Tom, always, what about wife?
Me of that. Yeah,
are you all right with saying wife?
Yeah.
Well, that's different.
I mean, it's different.
Isn't it?
I don't know. It's just something.
Is
about
it because the word fiance sounds cunty?
I'll just say Kate. You know what I mean? I'd say a name.
Katie. Yeah.
Just something about fiance. Something about it that cringes me out.
Yeah. I get on.
You
that.
Get me?
Yeah.
But anyway, it's obviously me being a little walking at the moment, getting wanked right into that.
Getting wanked.
Getting right into that. She was like, walking, my sister?
Oh, yeah.
Your fiance?
Yeah, sorry. Continue.
When she messaged me, she's like, what walking boots can you recommend? And I was like, Danners, do you know what I mean? Like, I've got them, and for me, they're the best. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
I absolutely love them. Keep your feet warm, waterproof, blah blah blah. The only thing is, you know, they're spenny,
expensive.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah, they're a bit like
for a shoe.
You've got to invest in it. Yes. Do you know what I mean? It's worth the money, I think. But anyway, she was like, oh, yeah, I don't know whether. Do you know what I mean?
Debating it. I don't really know how much of an avid walker she'll
be. Exactly.
How much use will you get out of them?
Then when she goes back to work, she's a hairdresser, you see, you know what I mean? Works a lot.
Yeah, don't need them walking boots for that, do you?
Exactly. So she was like, oh, I don't know. eBay, £120, I think she got them for.
In her size.
It's not hard, is it? £120?
It's not hard, is it?
It's not hard, that, is it?
Nice.
Good, that,
innit? How much are they, brand new?
400 and something.
That's good going. Yeah.
Yeah. And to get your size bang on.
Why were you slagging off my chair that was £800 new and this is fucking 50 quid? £50! It's like,
I don't think the chair's worth £50, sorry.
Fair enough.
I want to see this chair, I'm excited.
Yeah, I'll show you and you went, I don't think you'll be into it. And I saw it, I was like, it's not really my thing.
Are you going to get a peek?
I get why you've got your, it'll be you.
I like Star Wars.
I like weird shit. You always and Emily like quirky shit.
We've got a peacock chair of mine, and you were obsessed when you saw it. You was like, Drake's got one and all this. You were obsessed with peacock chair. So are you going to get a peacock chair eventually?
I think that's...
This is like a modern day peacock chair. So yeah, reckon that's it for this week.
Reckon? Any other anecdotes that anyone can think of over the... Anything interesting happened to anyone?
Nothing's happened,
stay safe,
it, really?
Stay warm. Love you lots.
See ya.
Bye.
Ta-ra.
Well, back again. Some great advice. So next time you're in the dark, make sure you drop your wedding ring on a carrot. It'll really help you. Oh wait, that's not it. Well, anyway, just get involved with carrots, and you'll be much better off for it, both physically and in terms of eye health as well. So it's always handy when you can, have supervision. Cheers.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50,
luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.